From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Russia says a NATO jet had an encounter with a Russian plane carrying one of its high-ranking officials. Russian news agencies are reporting a NATO fighter jet buzzed a plane carrying Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on Wednesday as it flew over the Baltic Sea but was escorted away by a Russian escort jet. The report says the NATO jet approached the defense minister's jet while flying over neutral waters. The Russian jet flew in between Shoigu's plane and the NATO jet and tilted from side to side to show it was armed. The NATO jet then left the area and the Russian jet got back in formation. NATO officials have not commented on the Russian report as yet. Shoigu was en route to the western Russian city of Kaliningrad for a meeting with other members of Russia's defense ministry. The incident comes just a day after an armed Russian fighter jet came within just a few meters of a U.S. military plane flying over the Baltic Sea on Tuesday. President Trump is expected to make an announcement in the coming days on whether any recordings exist of his private conversations with former FBI Director James Comey, potentially bringing to an end one of the central mysteries of the ongoing probe that has consumed his White House. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said Tuesday that he expects an announcement this week on the possibility of tapes. The president fired Comey in May and then tweeted that the lawman who was overseeing the investigation into possible contacts between Trump's campaign and Russian officials better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. America's top intelligence officials have concluded that Russia undoubtedly interfered in America's presidential campaign. This is VOA News. Belgian authorities say they have foiled a terrorist attack in Brussels after security forces shot a person following a small but fiery blast at a rail station. Eyewitnesses say the suspect shouted the Islamic phrase Allahu Akbar before detonating a small backpack he had carried inside Central Station. Photos posted on social media showed a small fire in the station, which was evacuated along with the main Brussels Square and the nearby Grand Place, a major tourist destination. The suspected terrorist later died of the gunshot wounds suffered at the hands of the soldiers. A bomb squad later performed a controlled explosion of an explosive belt the man was carrying. Mikhail Vishin is a Brussels resident who was a passenger on a train nearby.
I feel already accustomed to this stuff because I've been living in Brussels 2 years now, and like you see so much things here going on in Europe. And unfortunately, it feels normal already because you don't get surprised anymore. That's the scary part.
Belgium has been on high alert since twin suicide bombings at a Brussels airport, and the city's Melbeek subway station killed 32 people in March of last year. Top diplomats and defense chiefs from the United States and China have begun a day of talks here in Washington looking for ways to press North Korea to give up its nuclear and missile programs. The talks come a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said Chinese efforts to persuade North Korea to rein in its weapons had failed, ratcheting up the rhetoric after the death of an American student who had been detained by Pyongyang. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II formally opened Parliament Wednesday with a speech outlining the legislative goals of Prime Minister Theresa May's government.
My government's priority is to secure the best possible deal as the country leaves the European Union.
The package includes a number of items related to Britain's exit from the European Union, a process set off by a referendum last year and the terms of which are currently under negotiation with the EU. Members of Parliament will vote next week on whether to approve the items laid out in the speech. Brexit requires Britain to come up with numerous new independent policies, including on immigration, international sanctions, nuclear safeguards, and agriculture, according to the Queen. The death toll from clashes in the Central African Republic has surged to around 100, according to local officials. When they were talking about violence that erupted hours after the government signed a truce with rebel groups, the bloodshed began early Tuesday in the central town of Bria, with the latest toll confirmed by the mayor and the parish priest more than doubling an earlier estimate of 40 dead given by security. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.